Chapter 5. Valerie unlocked the door of the hotel room and swung it silently open, Bailey's eyes going wide as the well-decorated, roomy suite opened up before him. "Oh my God!" Bailey squealed, running into the suite and pausing when he saw the huge windows, which had an even better view of the city than Valerie's impressive apartment. "It's so pretty up here," Bailey said, peering through the glass at the twinkling lights down below as he dropped his bag on the floor. Valerie smirked slightly as she set her small duffel bag down at the foot of the king-size bed and then walked over to where Bailey was standing. "You're easy to impress," she said. Bailey blushed slightly. I just like pretty views," he said, suddenly feeling self-conscious. "Well, you're pretty to look at," Valerie said, giving Bailey's ass a firm slap that turned into a lingering grope and made the boy shudder. Bailey groaned as Valerie kneaded his supple little boy butt, her fingers digging into his warm, deliciously soft ass. "Mmm," Bailey moaned. "Don't get too carried away. I have other plans for you, hole," Valerie said, moving her hand away from his ass. Bailey missed the contact immediately. Valerie walked over to the edge of the bed and reached down to her side, unzipping the pleated, checkered black and white skirt, before letting it fall down her pale, smooth thighs. Left only in a pair of knee-high socks and checkered sneakers, her lightweight baby blue hoodie, she reached down and grabbed her cock, groaning as she gently tugged on it, her cock quickly growing hard between her warm fingers. Bailey was a good boy and didn't need to be told what to do. He silently sunk to his knees the moment she dropped her skirt, his mouth flooded with a sudden, urgent need to taste some cock. Any cock. Bailey licked his lips and then lowered his head, catching the tip of Valerie's hard dick in his mouth as he sucked hard, his tongue wiggling back and forth against the fat purple head. "Be a good little hoe and put on a show for me. This one's going in my personal collection," Valerie said, slipping her hand into the pocket of her hoodie before pulling out her phone. She tilted it sideways and began filming, leaning her upper body back to give a better view of Bailey sucking on her cock. Bailey's cheeks flushed red as he peered up, seeing the phone aimed down at him as her cock filled his mouth. He felt such an incredible rush. It took everything he had not to reach down and start jacking himself off then and there. Instead, he did as he was told and focused on her meaty cockhead. He ran his tongue back and forth over the head, his lips glistening as he bobbed his head steadily back and forth. "Yeah, you little bitch," Valerie sighed, half closing her eyes as her cock was enveloped by the wet warmth of Bailey's slutty teen mouth. His moans mixed in with the sounds of the wet, sloppy head he was giving her. He reached one of his small hands up and gently pumped Valerie's shaft, causing her to groan slightly. A groan that made the hairs on the back of Bailey's neck prickle and stand on end. He moved his mouth down as far as he could on her shaft, relaxing so he wouldn't gag or choke, as he brought his lips to rest on the tight ring shape he had made with his thumb and finger around her cock. Bailey sucked loud and hard on Valerie's dick, his cheeks completely red, his head swimming with pleasure as he kept his lips pressed against the little ring he made with his fingers, stroking and sucking her as he worked his mouth quickly up and down her cock. It was a little trick he learned from watching MILF porn. He had never tried it before, so he was more than a little happy to hear Valerie moaning constantly, letting him know he was having the effect he wanted. "I love dick," Bailey declared as he took her dick out of his mouth long enough to gasp for some air before quickly sucking it back between his lips. "And it loves you, baby," Valerie groaned, pushing her hips forward. Bailey could already taste her creamy pre-cum flowing into his mouth. The strong taste of it made him suck even more intensely, his hand and mouth moving in unison as Valerie's toes curled in her sneakers. "Fuck, baby, I'm gonna come," moaned Valerie. As if the words had lashed him across his tight little teen ass, Bailey doubled his efforts, moaning as he sucked and slurped on Valerie's smooth girl dick. A thin thread of spit dripped from his fingers as he sucked her as deep as he could. The combination of mouth and hand working her cock made Valerie tremble and moan louder and louder until she started to come. The instant Bailey felt the creamy cock milk start to flood his mouth, he focused entirely on the head, groaning as he sucked on the fat throbbing tip, his hot little tongue tirelessly lapping up and down Valerie's sensitive urethra as she spurted into his warm, wet mouth. "Fuck, baby," Valerie groaned as she pulled the throbbing, sticky tip of her cock from Bailey's mouth and sighed. His eyes half closed, Bailey swallowed her cum, savoring the way it felt sliding down his throat into his empty stomach. "Delicious." Valerie stooped and pulled her skirt back on, sighing happily as she picked up the duffel and walked over to the bathroom, flipping on the light. "Get in here. We need to get you dressed up." Bailey perked up a brow. "Dressed?" he asked, hopping to his feet and walking into the bathroom, where Valerie had set the duffel bag on the counter. She unzipped the bag and pulled a few items from it. There was some long, very nice, white thigh-high stockings and some lacy panties and a matching top. Not to mention numerous other things, up to and including a small basic makeup kit. "I need to get you dressed before your company gets here," Valerie said, laying out the items one by one. His eyes went wide at that. "Oh? Is your daddy coming?" he asked hopefully. "No. Tonight you'll be entertaining one of Daddy's important friends. He'll be here in a bit," she said, pulling out the makeup case. Bailey blinked. "What do you mean?" "Daddy told you he could make a lot of money off you. So I'm going to dress you in these girls' clothes, and when your client comes, you are to do whatever he tells you to do. He owns you for the hour," she explained before turning towards him. "Now put these panties on." "Client? I'm not some whore. I don't want to fuck strangers," Bailey said, very much confused by what was going on. Valerie gave Bailey a stern look that sent a twinge of pain through his chest as she glared at him. "You don't get to say no," she said. You want me to fuck someone for money?" Bailey asked, his heart pounding in his chest but not from excitement. "Daddy already collected the payment. He'll decide afterwards what you're entitled to." "This isn't who I am, Val. I don't want to do this. These clothes? The meetups? This isn't me." "Wow, you have a lot of balls for a sissy faggot, you know that?" she said, not hiding her anger. "What? Daddy and I treated you so good. We took you into our home, shared our bed, and these expensive clothes and toys with you. Then you turn around and spit in his face like this?" "I thought you liked me," Bailey said, the pain in his chest growing more intense by the moment. "I do like you. But Daddy put a lot of money into you, and you owe us, Bailey," she said, picking up the panties as she slowly walked towards him. Bailey fearfully backing up into the bathroom wall. "Now put these on, and do what you're told." Bailey's throat burned as he swallowed hard and eventually shook his head from side to side. "This isn't who I am." "You're just a fucking loser. I really thought that you were cool, but now you're proving that you're just some flaky faggot. Fucking losers like you make me sick." Tears flowed down Bailey's cheeks as he realized now, much too late, that Valerie never gave a shit about him. She was only using him. Somehow the deception hurt even more than the rejection. He pushed past Valerie and headed to the door, bursting out into the hallway before the door had fully shut behind him. She called one last time. "You fucking faggot!" Bailey hit the button to take the elevator down, his arms folding over his midsection as the pain swirled in his chest, the tears flowing from his eyes as he tried not to sob. The elevator door opened with a loud ding and revealed Miss Angeli, who was carefully dabbing at the corner of her eye to make sure her own tears wouldn't cause her makeup to run. She looked up when she saw Bailey trembling, tears in his eyes. "You too, huh?" she asked. He wasn't sure what compelled him, but he stepped into the elevator and tightly hugged Miss Angeli, hiding his face in her chest as he sobbed heavily. She left her arms up and wide at first, but then gently patted him on the back. "It's all right. It's okay now," she said gently, smoothing out his cute sandy blonde hair. "I'm so stupid," he cried. "Look, I'm sympathetic, but hugging my student in an elevator in a swanky hotel only carries about 15 or 16 ways I can get my ass fired," she said, gently untangling him from her midsection. "I'm sorry," Bailey said, sniffing hard as he wiped away the tears with the backs of his hands. When we get to the first floor, just go stand out by the curb, okay? She instructed. Okay, Bailey said. Moments later, he found himself out in the cool night air, standing on the curb in front of the hotel as he looked around, his eyes red and puffy from the salty sting of his own tears. A red sports car rolled up, the black-tinted passenger window rolling down to reveal his teacher, Miss Angeli, in the driver's seat. Get in. What? He stammered. Dude, get in the damn car, she said, losing her patience. Bailey slid into the passenger seat of the car, barely managing to put his seatbelt on before she bolted off into traffic. The powerful engine of the small car roaring as she weaved in and out of the flow of evening traffic. She drove fast, very fast, but Bailey also noted she was somehow safe at the same time, at least in the sense that he never felt they were in danger. She seemed to know how to handle the powerful little vehicle as she weaved in and out of traffic, leading up to the freeway. Once she was there, she really opened up the engine, carrying them quickly past downtown and west towards the ocean. Before long, they were off the freeway and heading up Ocean Drive to the pier. I've had a night, she said, pulling into the parking lot bordering the mostly empty, white, sanded beach. The pier and the boardwalk were full of people as usual, but she wasn't here for that. She was here for the small in-and-out located on the corner of the parking lot. Minutes later, the pair were sitting on top of a picnic table on the beach, their feet resting on the seat bench and a bag of burgers and fries between them. Seriously, people are shit sometimes. Doesn't mean they're all bad, but Christ, that is the hard part. Trying to remember that not everyone is bad, Miss Angeli said bitterly between bites of her double-double. I don't know what to think or feel anymore. Everything hurts, Bailey said quietly, looking down at his burger, though he was nowhere near as hungry as Miss Angeli seemed to be. Ah, but you do feel something. That's good. You're too young to wind up one of those bland, cynical assholes. I'm hurting, too. Some asshole treated me like I was trash, and I thought I had feelings for him. What an idiot, chimed Bailey. What? Asked Miss Angeli, tilting her head as she looked over at Bailey. You're not trash. Whomever tried to throw you away is stupid. You're really smart, and you're nice, and, pretty. Whoever tossed you aside is friggin' dumb, Bailey said rather passionately. That took her back slightly, but Miss Angeli managed a warm smile. You aren't so bad yourself, kid. She smiled and took another bite of her burger. So what happened to you tonight? She asked. I thought someone liked me, but they were just using me. I feel so stupid that I could just curl up and die right now, Bailey said, looking down at the uneaten burger cradled in both hands. Oh, I'm with you there. But I refuse to do that, and so should you. No one can guard against a broken heart. But that doesn't mean the people who hurt us have any more control over us than we let them. Easier said than done. But you'll wake up feeling better tomorrow, she said. Yeah? Bailey sniffed. Yeah. Who cares what other people think? It's better to give our time and attention to people who don't treat us like shit. Miss Angeli slipped off the table and tossed her empty burger wrapper into the trash as she stretched and looked out over the white sands that rolled down towards the beach and the blank glass ocean beyond. Ugh, I've never come down here anymore, she groaned. Too busy? Bailey asked, taking a bite of his burger. Nah, my ginger ass will burn in a bikini. Bailey pictured that in his imagination and felt the head of his cock twitch as it stirred. He blushed and quickly took another bite of his burger. All right, let's get you home. I think we've both had enough bullshit for one evening, don't you? Half an hour later, Miss Angeli pulled up in front of the driveway to Bailey's house. He hopped out of the car and started to head up the driveway, but he paused and turned back around to face her. Thank you. I'd had a really bad night before you found me. She smiled slightly. Don't sweat it. It'll feel better in the morning, I promise. I hope it does for you, too. Night. With that, Bailey turned and quietly walked off up his driveway and into the garage. What a sweetie, Veronica sighed softly as she watched him walk up the driveway. Her eyes lingered on the boy, somehow finding their way to Bailey's plush, round little butt that seemed to sway invitingly as he walked up the driveway and out of sight. Veronica felt her own cock twitch and a sudden rush of warmth, which she quickly tried to push down. "Careful, Veronica. That's your student," she reminded herself before starting up the car and heading back out onto the empty street. Bailey headed up to his room and gathered all the stuff that Valerie had bought for him, silently putting it all into a trash bag before he carried it out to the curb and dropped it into the trash can. No sooner had he put the lid down, his phone beeped, and he swallowed fearfully as he took it out of his pocket. He was surprised to find that it was Jordan, of all people, texting him in the middle of the night. "Dude, do you want to look at some porn together? You have such good shit," the text read. Bailey was still pissed about the way Jordan flaked on him. But after all that had happened in the past few days, Jordan was definitely less of an asshole than everyone else. He thought about it for a long moment before texting back, "Sure, see you after school."